My guest today is Jason Phipps, drummer with the pop band called Well Kept Secret. Jason, first of all, tell us where that name came from.
Well, the thing is, people think we were trying to sound mysterious or something, but that wasn't the case. When Jordan, the bassist, and me started thinking of putting a new band together, we didn't want everyone to know. The band did have a name then, but we jokingly referred to it with the words Well Kept Secret when we were chatting online or whatever. Even though the whole world pretty soon got to know what we were up to, the name kind of stuck.
But you already had a band. Why not use that name?
Yeah, me and Jordan were in another band called Donkey Tears. Not a great name, but not so embarrassing either. But when the singer and other guitarist both left, we were looking for new members. When Charlie and Declan joined and we started writing new material, it became clear that the music was going in a new direction. So it seemed the right moment for a new name too, and they were cool with that.
Now that your brand new album's complete, are you satisfied with it?
Yeah, proud of it really. We all feel that. Making it was like a kind of natural process. A lot of bands feel under commercial pressure or worry what the fans will think of the songs. But to be honest, we didn't much care. We just made the sort of music we felt like making. It's much easier to be creative that way.
So, how does it work? How do you make an album?
We all have our parts in writing, and that works well. Jordan's the ideas guy who starts the ball rolling with most songs. Charlie's an unbelievable guitar player as well as lead singer, and he has a huge part in writing the songs too. I guess I'm the guy that takes Jordan's ideas and polishes them while adding in little touches. I then also work with Declan on the production and arrangement side of things, though he does the electronics and samples.
But the songs are really strong. How do you achieve that?
Thanks for the compliment. Even though the songs are full of complicated rhythms and memorable lyrics, there's always a clear message at the core of it all. Actually, we generally begin with the title and then start building from that simple concept and then add in all the other aspects. The melody is important, as are some strong lines in the chorus. But it's all got to fit into that original idea.
So, at what point do the songs get recorded?
Well, we get a rough idea, then we start jamming together, and that's when the songs take shape. By the time we get to the studio, we generally know exactly what we want. It's just a question of realising it. At the studio, we always do music first, and then vocals after. It's just how we work. Just like any musical project, some songs take a while and some get done really quickly. It varies.
And what about live tours?
Well, nothing's finalised yet, but a pretty full schedule is being put together. Just keep checking our networking page for updates. It's going to be fun, but kind of exhausting. We practice a lot before we play live. We want to make sure people are getting an experience that not just equals, but surpasses our album performance. What's the point of seeing a band live if it's just going to be like listening to their album on a big sound system?
Jason, can't wait to hear it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now play the recording again.